Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Tonight, the weather across Israel is mild. Jerusalem enjoys a cool evening, while Tel Aviv remains comfortable for those stepping out. Haifa is seeing clear skies, and in the south, Beersheba is experiencing a pleasant night. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that an Israeli strike earlier today killed a Lebanese army general and two soldiers. The IDF is reviewing the incident, stating the vehicle had entered an active combat zone without coordination. Also, the Jerusalem Post notes the IDF strike in southern Lebanon may have hit Lebanese army personnel. The military stresses that movements in such zones require coordination. Also this hour, Walla reports the family of a baby killed in Hebron claims their vehicle stopped before soldiers opened fire. This comes a day after the tragic death of 7-month-old Sam Fahd Abu Haikal. Separately, Forward highlights Hezbollah's apparent rejection of a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal between Lebanon and Israel. This development complicates diplomatic efforts in the region. And finally, Axios details a previously reported ceasefire announcement by Trump proposing a 10-day truce between Israel and Lebanon. This initiative aims to aid Trump's broader peace efforts with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 shared a video just minutes ago showing security forces in Sudan assaulting striking teachers. These teachers were demanding overdue wages, highlighting ongoing tensions in the region. Meanwhile, Sharat Hadin posted earlier today about the U.S. Justice Department suing UCLA. This lawsuit concerns alleged discrimination against Jewish and Israeli students on campus. Ariel Osaran reports that the Lebanese army chief is traveling to Islamabad at the invitation of Pakistan's military leader, signaling ongoing regional military engagements. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Israeli strike in Lebanon, according to the Times of Israel, the IDF is investigating after a Lebanese army vehicle was hit. The soldiers had reportedly not coordinated their movements in a designated combat area. This incident raises concerns about the potential escalation with Hezbollah, who are active in the region. Turning to the tragic event in Hebron, a report from Walla reveals new details from the family of Sam Fahd Abu Haikal. The baby's death adds to the tensions in Tel Rumeida, with conflicting accounts about the circumstances. The incident fuels the ongoing debate over military conduct in occupied territories. Meanwhile, Hezbollah's rejection of the ceasefire, as reported by Forward, underscores regional challenges. Despite U.S. efforts to broker peace, Hezbollah's stance complicates diplomatic negotiations. This highlights the fragile nature of peace processes in the Middle East. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports a survey by the Central Bureau of Statistics shows AI is heavily used in Israel's manufacturing sector. This reflects the growing influence of technology in traditional industries. Separately, Globe shares that Israeli digital insurer Honeycomb has raised $40 million. Operating in 20 U.S. states, it focuses on real estate insurance, particularly for apartment buildings. And finally, KeyTech highlights Honeycomb's expansion of its AI-driven underwriting platform. The company is leveraging this technology to boost its presence in the digital insurance market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.